For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Self-care is not selfish. According to Brené Brown, self-care is the deliberate choice you make to maintain your own health and wellness. It includes regularly checking in with your mind and your body, identifying unmet needs, and nurturing your physical, mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual well-being on an ongoing basis. We often think of self-care as indulging ourselves in a bubble bath, in a spa day, or with a decadent dessert. But that's not really self-care, that's pampering ourselves. Self-care is really making meaningful changes to our thoughts and behaviors so they contribute to our well-being. So indulging ourselves is making ourselves feel really good in the present moment, regardless of what it's going to make us feel like 10 minutes from now or 2 years from now. Self-care is changing our thoughts and behaviors so we don't want to eat that whole bag of chocolate chip cookies. It's making meaningful changes so that we contribute to our own well-being. Self-care might include the bubble bath, the spa day, or a small portion of the dessert when we feel worthy and savor it. But those same things are not self-care when that spa day or that dessert makes us feel guilty that we're having it. So it's really learning to take care of ourselves and to feel that we're worthy of taking care of ourselves. It's also learning to say no without feeling guilty. It's learning not to use food, alcohol, or shopping to self-soothe. It's learning to allow yourself to make mistakes and not beat yourself up over it. And it's also a learning, and this one was the hardest one for me, learning to allow yourself to have needs. I don't know, most women I know don't really allow themselves to have needs because we've been the caretaker, not the cared for. So when you look at self-care through that lens, it's definitely not selfish. Although if you've always been putting your partner or your friend's needs above your own, they may suggest when you start doing self-care that you are being selfish because you're making a change from what they had before and all of your energy is not going towards them anymore. But when we take care of ourselves and our own needs, we don't disregard the needs of others. It's simply making sure that we don't deplete ourselves by taking care of others. It's putting our oxygen mask on first. And in order to do that, self-care may require us to set and communicate some boundaries of what we will do and what we won't do. Some self-care activities are a single experience, you know, going to do a spa day or taking a bubble bath. But most self-care activities actually require ongoing effort. That might mean carving out a few minutes each day for meditation, or it might be gently brushing your teeth as a self-care activity as opposed to a task that you have to get finished on your to-do list. It might be setting and managing boundaries, and the managing boundaries is going to be really hard because especially if you haven't had them before or if their boundaries are different from what they were before. It's also taking care of your body. Unfortunately, with these bodies, we can't exercise once and say, okay, now I'm healthy. It's an ongoing process that we have to do over and over again. If you think of self-care as an indulgence like a spa day, it is time-consuming. That takes all day long. But brushing your teeth in a kinder way doesn't take you any extra time. Feeling the water on your body in the shower, maybe it will make you take a longer shower, but not necessarily. So it's not time consuming. It's really saying I don't have the time to take care of myself just doesn't cut it, because there are many things you can do that don't add any extra minutes to your day. So we'll start by looking at the things that please us and notice whether you allow yourself to savor the pleasure. So here's some questions that Chris Germer, who's a self-compassion expert, suggests we look at. And just answer these to yourself. Do you let yourself enjoy a compliment? Have you lingered over a delicious meal lately? Can you revel in the love that you feel for certain people? Are you prone to take a deep breath of the fresh summer air? Do you let yourself laugh out loud when you're happy? Is it okay to feel pride in your accomplishments? Do you take pictures to remember great times? Do you have friends who really know how to enjoy themselves? We could include so many practices in our self-care plan, but we can't do them all. If we try to, we're just going to stress ourselves out and have a to-do list a mile long that we'll never get done. So we really need to prioritize our needs. Our self-care plan is not a one-and-done exercise, because our needs are going to change over time. So at least quarterly, you want to set aside a meditation or a journaling session to reflect on your needs. Or maybe it works better for you, especially as you're getting into this habit of self-care, to set aside a few minutes each day or once a week just to reflect. Your inner critic's going to have a field day with this, because if you're raised as I was, it's not okay to have needs. So it's vital that you schedule specific times and hold yourself accountable for really actually reflecting on what are my needs. Because even though you're not perfect, it's okay for you to have needs. Commit to reflecting and making your self-care practice an integral part of your life. And remember, self-care resources you so you're more resilient and productive, and less likely to burn out. So by taking care of yourself, you can handle the stresses that life throws at you a little bit better. I've been taking an Awakening Joy class with James Baraz, and one of the things we've done in the class was created a nourishment list. And that's simply a list of activities that either you do or you wish you did do that give you pleasure. We often don't intentionally do activities to give us pleasure. So creating a nourishment list inspires us to do that. To help out with the nourishment list, there are a number of activities which activate chemicals in the brain that are related to happiness. So click on the link for the happiness chemicals to get some ideas of what you can put on your nourishment list. And you'll want to write your nourishment list out and put it somewhere that you can see it. And over the next couple of weeks, see how many times you do each of those activities. Thank you. May you savor your moments of joy in your life.